Local sports is being brought to you today by Vision West and by First Bank. Panther wrestlers hit the road for Casper today as they get ready for state wrestling kicking off tomorrow. For the Panther wrestlers, coming off a second-place finish at regionals last week behind defending state champ Star Valley, as the Braves ended up running away with things. But at state, there's going to be some more wrestlers on Star Valley's side, as Powell showed a couple weeks ago that if Star Valley faces some other competition, that the Panthers could finish ahead of them. Powell goes in ranked at number 2 in the state behind the defending state champs, and number 3 is Worland, also with some pretty high-caliber wrestlers that could end up on Star Valley's side as the championships will take place coming up this Saturday, and that will be the final appearance by Powell head coach Nate Urbach, who is giving up the wrestling program after this year. Meanwhile, checking out the sports schedule coming up today is the Class 2A and 1A regional basketball tournaments, as they'll be kicking off for the West in Lander and also in Riverton. For Rocky Mountain, they've put together not only an outstanding boys team, but also an outstanding girls team. And on the other side of the bracket is the Wyoming Indian Chiefs, their rivals, also going in as number 1 seeds, as championship games will take place coming up this Saturday in Fremont County. Top 4 teams will advance to state coming up next week in Casper. For the Panther boys basketball team, trying to, throw away with their memories from last weekend. Most was a disappointing game against Big Piney, where they had the lead against the ranked team late in that game and quickly gave it up in the last 4 seconds. Well, for the Panthers, they'll try to turn things around when they take on the Lovell Bulldogs, and once again facing another zone defense, which Powell has seen quite a bit of. As Chase Kistler, the head coach of the Panthers, after last weekend, talked about facing a level team that will give them a pretty good zone and is an improved ball club.
They are. And, they play that 2-3 zone that's really annoying. So it's going to be a tough week, but we've got nothing but 2-3 zones that we just seen all weekend long too. So we're getting better at it, and the more and more you see it. The only thing that sucks is when you're practicing for 2-3 zones, you're not working on your man-to-man stuff that you would like to run, or man-to-man defense that you would like to do against other teams. So it makes it hard when teams play zones. But it is what it is, and we'll get after it.
That game will be the second part of our doubleheader tomorrow, as our pregame show about 5:15 with the girls' game right here on KPNW and at KPNW1260.com. We're back with more after this.